else from the council wish to be heard? Public?
Hi, good evening, everybody. Thank you for allowing me to speak on this. Michael Zalem, tonight speaking as resident in Ward 2. For those of you that have been on council for a long time, know that as a resident, I've been very, very involved with trying to help the airport and the community reach middle ground and come to agreement on a lot of issues. I was on the Airport Advisory Committee, Select Legal Counsel, working with Mr. DePasquale and others. We pretty much reached all of our goals, as well as the Bucky Brook Coalition. Participating with them, we ended up with over $100 million of mitigation from TF Green Airport and the Airport Corporation. Everybody said it couldn't get done, but we did it. The way we did it was we were very, very careful about strategy and how it's done. As far as the payment lower tax type agreement, everything, it's been around for some time, and I want to make sure that hopefully we get what the city deserves. And with that, I want to make sure, did I understand you correct that you've tried this a couple times, it didn't work?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you know why it didn't work? And I'm hoping this is going to be productive.
Through the chair, is that okay?
Correct, yeah.
Oh, ask the question again, Mr. Zarum.
Do you know why they refused or it didn't work the last time?
I don't believe it ever got out of committee.
Even in the committee, okay. I just want to share with everybody what I've seen on this, because payment and lower taxes goes well beyond taxes. For example, before Colonel McCartney retired, I had numerous conversations with him about added forces that his department had to provide because the city's a host to what's now called an international airport, which in the FAA plane, it's a regional airport. But it does take extra resources from the city. There are home losses that have come off the tax roll. I want to be very clear that what I've seen and experienced is a resolution is non-binding and they're going to ignore it. Nobody is going to pay out extra money, especially the Airport Corporation with its new CEO is going to pay out a dime unless either a court tells them to or it's mandated in law, which a resolution is non-binding does not do. A lot of the stuff where we have gotten them to do things, it was either through an ordinance that was passed or a state law that was passed. Most of the state laws having to do with TF Green Airport are done at the General Assembly level. They're under Title I of state law aeronautics. And it's not just Warwick that's affected by this. Towns of Westerly, Smithfield with North Central Airport, and Newport are also affected. And I often wonder if they should be involved with making sure that the Airport Corporation pays its share. Now, I know that WIAC has extensive calculations. If you were to go to them, as we have in early years, and said this many homes are lost this much, they're going to come back and say, yeah, but you got this much tax revenue from all the new hotels and everything. Unless the city is prepared to talk on that level of detail and negotiate a new agreement and sign a new agreement, I don't see it happening. I agree with the concept and the idea, which I would fully support. But I think the city needs to have a lot of backup to go forward with this. I'm willing to volunteer to help the finance department do a spreadsheet which identifies all this kind of stuff, because I think without it, it's going to keep going in circles.
This is how?
And that's, I don't know what else to say. I support the concept. If you want to do a resolution, fine. You're basically going to tip the Airport Corporation up what you want to do, and they're going to go prepare their own numbers, and the city's still not going to have any numbers. And I would just highly suggest that the city really do its homework and assign somebody to come up with the detail to support whatever you're asking for. And then once it's in a new agreement, to have an annual escalation clause. So maybe it's this much money for this fiscal year, but going forward, you may want to consider tying it to the consumer price index. If the consumer price index goes up 3% a year, plus for any additional services that may be needed. Those are my comments and decisions up to you guys, but You know, I'm willing to make myself available to chat about any of this stuff. Everything I've done with the airport has worked and gotten what we've wanted within the law. So.
Okay. Thank you, Mrs. Aaron. I just want to make it clear that this is a resolution that we're sending to the General Assembly so that it is a matter of Rhode Island legal statutes that have to be changed, so that this is simply the City Council resolution to the General Assembly to seek an increase in the pilot program.
Seek an increase, okay.
Yes, it's from the okay. The General Assembly is the one that will be involved in hearing the request, and they will be the ones that will be speaking with the airport corporation. The City Council can simply try to influence the airport corporation to consider the request. We're not the ones that are going to be taking action on it.
That's fine. Thank you for explaining that. And I think as we go forward with this, I'm hoping that we have a new agreement and that it will also be solidified under Title I Aeronautics at the state level, so that once it's in law, if they don't want to pay up, the city would be able to take court action through the Attorney General's office to force them to pay, so the taxpayers don't have to pay for things that are basically helping the airline stockholders. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Zahm. Is there anyone else from the public that wishes to be heard? Okay, we have a motion.
Second.
Been second. All in favor?
Aye.
The third item we have on the agenda is PCR-11-19, a resolution to the Rhode Island Airport Corporation requesting to disclose the amount of the annual payment received by the New England Patriots for use of TF Green as its home airfield. Chairman Howe, you are the sponsor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Obviously, the purpose of this, and I do have some amendments to make. The purpose of this is, again, goes kind of hand-in-hand with PCR 10-19. We have a multi-billion dollar nonprofit, quote-unquote, that's parking their aircraft in our permanently at our airport with the engines running, with the fumes going into the neighborhoods, and again, security and everything else is required. And we just want to make sure that with the state is getting, or the city is getting reimbursed a proper amount, considering that we have been trying for 3 years, going into our third year, trying to get an increase on revenue loss due to airport expansion. The amendments I'm requesting be made are line 21, where it says, whereas the New England Patriots, it says a jet aircraft, it's actually two jet aircraft, so... Okay, so we'll delete the A and insert the two.
Have to.
I apologize. Have to. On line 21. On line 23, whereas the New England Patriots leave two jets at TF Green Airport, so eliminate the, add two, and put an S after jet.
I'll just put an S after aircraft on line 21.
Thank you. Put an, yes, thank you. S after aircraft on line 21. And then the final one is line 33, requests disclosure of the amount of the annual payment that is made or any fees waived. We're adding in any fees waived or any fees waived by the airport corporation. Good to go. Mr. Chairman, I welcome discussion on this, and I call for favorable action. I request favorable action.
I just have a question. We know that the Airport Corporation is paying the Patriots to use the airframe. That the payment that comes from the Airport Corporation?
I don't think there's a payment coming from them. I don't think the Patriots are paying to park in Warwick. That's what we're looking for.
So that's different than the resolution is asking for the amount of money that the Rhode Island Airport Corporation is paying the Patriots. And I don't know if that is the case or not. That's what was my question.
here for request disclosure.
It looks like it, actually, it does, line 29.
Same thing.
Yeah, they just want disclosure of the amount.
Okay.
Oh, okay, thank you. Would you mind clarifying?
I think the question being asked by the council in this resolution is what benefit is being given, whether it is a payment or through this amendment being proposed by Councilman Howe to discover what is the amount of benefit given in the case. There has been some public reports surrounding fees being waived. So I think that's what the councilman's looking to get to the bottom of, what benefit is RIAC giving to the New England Patriots for as part of their agreement to be at TF Green.
I understand the intent of that. I just want to make sure that the language is correct and that we are asking for the correct information.
So under the amendment, we fix the be it resolved clause. We can certainly update the title of the resolution as well. By line 13, updating a new payment or benefits received.
Okay, line 13, an additional amendment. Thank you. It discloses the amount of the annual payment received.
I would suggest
or benefits received, or benefits, animal payment or benefits received.
And I assume you're talking about economic benefits, because benefits can be simply public relations.
We're asking them to disclose all and any payment or benefits. Absolutely.
That's fine. Leaving it open is probably a better idea, because there's certain a monetary value to public relation benefits as well. First on the amendment.
Mr. Chair.
Any discussion on the amendment?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd just like to put something out there also for consideration or thought. When you're looking for what the monetary amount is of savings or contributions, I think what's important here to consider is why did this aircraft come to Warwick? And the reason, or some of the reasons that they came to Warwick, is because of significant savings. And it's not just in the savings of parking one or two pieces of aircraft in Warwick. It's because of the significant savings of transporting personnel from wherever they are to the airport in Boston, the significant savings in security to follow those particular vehicles that transport those players to Boston, the time loss sitting in traffic going from point A to point B at that airport, how they get to the aircraft in Boston versus how they do here. I think the savings of parking the aircraft here is probably small compared to the savings in transporting the team back and forth to the airport in Boston. You see the buses coming down the highway. Most cases they may have a police escort, or in some cases, I know I just recently witnessed it, they drive into Warwick, come down Airport Road, turn into the airport, drive to the plane, get off the bus, and in the bird they are. And that's fine. And that was a great business decision by someone. But at the end of the day, I think what you're asking for is, again, how about our fair share? How about the cost that we incur every time this plane moves around? So I think that's numbers that you may want to ascertain as to what were the expenses of moving the team to Boston or getting them to Boston Airport to leave versus what their costs are here. We just want to be treated fairly, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else from the council? Ms. Rex?
Beyond the cost of convenience that they're, well, the benefits of convenience that the Patriots are receiving from being at TF Green as opposed to Logan, I do think that there is a question about the level of competition here. There are not many airports that the New England Patriots have the option of flying out of. I can't imagine them traveling much further than either TF Green or Logan from Foxborough. So it would be interesting to see what, if anything, Logan is charging or was charging previous to this, and I believe that we can certainly find that independently of this resolution, but whatever that figure may be should also be a factor that we're all considering when we're looking at all of the fees that the State of Rhode Island and Rhode Island Airport Corporation are waiving in this matter. Because when you only have two bidders, so to speak, why would the lowest bidder be going out of their way to undercut themselves and cost themselves money, giving away something for nothing at all? Thank you.
Is anyone from the public want to be heard on the amendment?
Good evening again. Once again, for the record, Michael Sarum, resident in Ward 2. Again, this is something else I've followed for a number of years and everything. And I do agree with what Mr. Lattister said. I also agree with what Mr. Rick said completely. And I want to suggest one thing on the language and everything. You may want to use the word in-kind value received and or market value for other aircraft receiving similar ramp storage space. Because that's a metric that they'll recognize. And I do think the points that were made that they'll claim that they do get public relations benefit from it, I know is certain, and that's kind of an intangible value that how do you determine what it is? It's almost impossible. And just kind of one thing that's kind of funny here is that back years ago, before they extended the main runway, there's a Patriots flight that was sitting on the ground in the same area. It was a leased aircraft. And was a 767, which is considered a heavy aircraft, which is the reason they said they needed the longer runway. I saw the flight on the ground. They were getting it ready for takeoff later that evening. I went online and got the flight plan and saw that it was headed nonstop to the West Coast, something the FAA said they could not do from TF Green. But the flight plan was filed to fly nonstop from TF Green to San Diego for playoff that year. And I called John Howell. I said, let's do a funny article. FAA says you can't fly to the West Coast nonstop on a heavy aircraft. I think they're going to do it. And Mr. Howell went up and took pictures and ran the humorous article the next day. And they did fly nonstop from TF Green in the heavy aircraft to San Diego for the playoff from the old runway before it was extended. So anyway, but anyway, I hope those comments are helpful. That's all I have on this one. Thank you.
Ward 9. I think it's a great idea to try to get some revenue off of Bob Kraft, who has a net worth of $6.6 billion. I don't even understand why we're trying to save Bob Kraft all this money, but I do remember being out there the first day that the Patriots jet took off. I thought it was the coolest thing. I recorded it. It was nice to see them, the Patriots players, get off the bus. Everyone was waiting outside. We went over to the field, and we made history. Maybe Bob Kraft could like buy Hooters maybe we can turn it into like a meet and greet and get everyone to come down and make some money off of that. I don't know. It's still sitting there rotting away. But I can give you these two articles. It says that, so it looked like that the Patriots, it says we could have parked, so there's two articles written on this. This was the Cranston Herald, and I have another one from the Providence Journal. And it says that the Patriots could have parked the plane at Quonset Airport in North Kingstown, where the second reserve plane currently resides, which would have cost the team about $220,000 annually. So if they were going to pay, it would have cost them $220,000 to park the plane at Quonset. Would that be the, I mean, is that what we're looking for? I mean, is that what the cost would be to have it parked here? I don't know. Maybe you can look into that. And so they waived, it looks like the airport corporation waived $1 million in annual fees it would have charged for housing two team jets in Rhode Island. So there's some figures for you there. I mean, yeah, is it right? Is it fair to get some type of revenue from this to have the jet here? I would say definitely. But what's that amount? They waived a million. It would have cost them another $220,000. I mean, even if we could get $100,000, it would be great. So I don't know if you want this, but I still think it's great, though, that they take – I would like to see the Patriots continue, especially when the weather's nice. I don't know if you've all gone. You can see all the fans show up. It's great that we are the host airport. But, yeah, we should be getting some kind of revenue. So, all right. Do you want these? Or?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I think that summed it up perfectly. I can't be – no one's, not once in this resolution does anyone say, why are the Patriots here? In this resolution, we're saying, okay, we have two high market value items parked in our backyard. And, is that okay, good. I keep checking. We have two high value items parked in our backyard from a multi-billion dollar corporation. I'm sure the little Piper pilot is paying his fair share of taxes, and you know the pilot that volunteers his time to fly organs and patients from one end of the state to the other end, or from one end of New England region to the other end of New England region, is paying their fare. Why is a multi-billion-dollar corporation not? That's it. So, thank you, Mr. Chair. I ask for favorable action.
Okay. Well, we are. We are on the motion to amend.
I move.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
On the
excuse me.
On the PCR itself, is there a motion for a favorable action?
As amended.
I move favorable action as amended.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The Intergovernmental Affairs Committee is ended at 8 o'clock.
Public properties.
One more.
Oh, you're in there? What? What am I doing? Oh, he's out.
Thank you.
The City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs is open at 8:02 p.m.
I would move acceptance of the minutes from the meeting held on November 28th, 26th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 That is the only item on the agenda. One other item on the agenda, PCR 7-19, Omnibus Resolution of Congratulations and Condolences. This item is not drafted. I will entertain a motion to hold to January 23rd.
I move to hold it till January 23rd.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. The committee is now closed at 8:03 p.m.
This is So the stock market.
Yeah, no, thank you. I appreciate that. Because I didn't get that meeting in.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I know. I told him, give me my gavel. I want my gavel. Hey, you.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, but I'll tell.
What about the 921? I don't know what you're talking about. So then I'm like, I know I'm not losing my mind, so I search it. And I'm like, there it is. Sent by who?
Me. And you know, when you post that, it even dawned on me, and I didn't go back to look where I made sense.
Because I thought I was losing my mind. Because I called. Remember, I also did it when I was doing my flyers. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what are the numbers? And I'm like, 921. And they're like, no, there's no 921. I'm like, I got a brochure that says 921.
Right. Nope, doesn't exist. Yeah, I guess
not.
But the ones who publish them, the big ones, are also free.
Right.
And I said that to you, yeah.
But when I remember Carlos saying, I remember some conversations, I remember him saying, we're transitioning. He kept saying, we're transitioning.
Well, we are. Well, with the exception of the police department, which is force of choice.
Wait a minute, what do you mean you are?
Well, past tense, we have. Everybody's at 921.
It's still 748.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Why is it I'm sending this 921? No one knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Because we don't publish a number anywhere. If you go on the white pages, blue pages, online, everywhere else, it's all simply.
So what's the 921?
Our personal direct line to every employee. So if you call the city for business, you're dialing 732,000. If you call an employee directly, you're dialing 921.
So not extension.
Right.
All right.
So.
All right. Yeah. So it is, but so it's not shared, I should say.
Right. Exactly.
All right.
Not for public consumption. That one again. Can you?
Yeah.
I'm trying.
I was trying. Huh? Oh yeah, no, that's not gonna happen. We'll empty the room.
Alright. We'll get through it.
Okay. You say it's good enough? It's good enough.
Okay, you guys ready? Is he on the phone? City Council will come to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola.
Here.
Mr. Corley.
Here.
Mr. Howe.
Here.
Mr. Lattison.
Here.
Here. Mr. McElroy.
Here.
Mr. Ricks.
Here.
Mr. Sinabi.
Here.
Mr. Travis.
Here.
Just for the record, the time is 8:11, and if Councilman Corley could lead us in the salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If we could attempt to play the national anthem.
hold there. Thank you.
Thanks for the attempt. If we could all have a seat. And I'd like to thank everybody for their indulgence. We're in a temporary situation because we had a leak at City Hall, which leaked into the council chamber, so we'll be here for the next few months for those people wanting to come to a council meeting. It's obviously advertised online, and it will take place inside the Walk Police Department in the Board of Public Safety room. We'll move on to general communications. I did want to ask for a moment of silence and for Norman Blair, who was born in Warwick. He was the owner of Barry's Nightclub and also the Showboat Restaurant in Coventry. Excuse me. He recently passed away. I know former Councilman Joe Gallucci had asked for a resolution and condolences that is being put together. And at this time, I'd like to ask for a moment of silence in reflection for Norman Blair. Thank you. I also wanted to say that it was a pleasure last night at what the administration set up, and I know a lot of members, including our own staff, managed to put together at the Crown Plaza last night. I wanted to thank the Crown Plaza and all the restaurants from Warwick for hosting that, and obviously the council members for pitching in their own time and money to make that a success. It did not cost the taxpayers a dime, and it was a nice opportunity to have a swearing-in for the mayor and the council in a beautiful venue, and to have something to eat afterwards was a treat. And I'd like to thank everybody that participated in that. With that said, are there any other general communications? Yes, Council McAllister.
Thank you very much, Council President. I just wanted to give a quick update on the Buttonwoods Community Center. That we are doing outstanding work. The city is in there every day. They are getting the building ready, not only for the seniors and the community to get back in there, but for our city workers to get into a new place. And I have to commend Councilman Lattiser, who has been extremely helpful with organizing and working with the planning department, with the building department. We're working with, we're getting all the permits required from the city, from the state. This is once again going to be a great asset for the city of Warwick, and we are making outstanding progress. We got the roof is fixed. We are doing inside right now. Every day they're in there making improvements. I stop by, and from day to day, it's great to see how far they're coming. And so I just wanted to thank the DPW director and building maintenance and all the workers that are in there and putting the sweat equity in that building. And I really look forward to coming soon when we get to reopen that and welcome back the community to that building. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to call for another moment of silence, if I may, for one of our long-term employees' wives, David Manchester. He lost his wife this past weekend at a very young age, and I'd like to call for a moment of silence for her.
So we'll have a moment of silence now. Thank you. Are there any other general communications? Yes, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Very quickly, I want to take a moment to
identify something that I wanted to say in finance, but we were literally diligently with the chairman hard at work fixing the finances or going over the finances of the city. I want to congratulate and thank, obviously it all starts at the top, Mr. President. It starts at the mayor's office for giving them the flexibility and the ability to go ahead and discuss. But the department's heads that I've seen come before this council, and I think, I won't speak for the chairman, but I certainly know from our conversations he'll second it. I remember when we first started some months ago, we had a meeting where two departments, not long after Mayor Solomon took over, two departments came up and they said, hey, hold on a second, we just saved $2,000 just by talking to each other. And Chairman Lattiser said, that's great, that's wonderful, and I think some people maybe took it lightheartedly. It wasn't taken as serious as what it was as a momentum builder. Since that meeting, we hear about Councilman Lattiser said tonight, which is kind of a, you know, it takes a moment for it to settle in, that $5 million, correct me if I'm wrong, around approximately $5 million revenue that was went to water and to sewer, thank you, $5 million was recouped for the city. So that's $200,000 plus $5 million. The fire department and their professionals working diligently with the mayor, with this council, asking, getting the questions and getting the answers, getting a $700,000 truck or a $720,000 truck for $70,000. That number just went up. The police department coming to the microphone saying, you know what, we've noticed that we've only spent this, but we don't need this much. That saves money. If I was to total up in the top of my head the abatements that are being done on a more fine-tuned MIS coming to us saying we're going to invest now, we're going to save later, every department that has come up before us has come up with new ideas, thinking outside the box, if you will. And I don't know the exact number, Mr. President. I'm sure you would have a better idea. But I want to thank the mayor. I want to thank each and every department head. I want to thank the people who are involved in this. But as a taxpayer and someone who sat on the finance committee with that chairman and with Councilman McAllister and with this honorable council, to say that I know for a fact, in my mind, I think that we've saved anywhere from, I feel comfortable saying, $8 to $10 million in 6 months. In 6 months. That's huge, and if I welcome to be corrected on the numbers, but I feel the energy, and I'm very comfortable with the future, and that was something we were told back in May. You know, it's going to be well run, and that's from the hard work of our leadership in this council, from the hard work of the people in this council, from every worker for the city, every department head, but it all starts with the ability to be able to get the job done, and that's the mayor's office. So I want to say thank you, but I also want to say great job and thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. It's always helpful to reflect because I think a lot of times we get lost in the trees and we don't see the forest. And when people walk in on council meetings, they wonder why we're so diligent asking maybe small questions that lead into bigger ones. And you just kind of pointed out why. With that said, we'll move on to the acceptance of the minutes from the council meeting held on December 17th, 2019. I would remind the two new council members that they were not present and to not vote on that or to abstain. If someone could move for the acceptance of those minutes, Councilman Lattiser, seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? And two abstentions will be noted. Next item on the agenda is the presentation by the Warwick School Department regarding its budget for the 2019 fiscal year and its request for a supplemental appropriation. And I think I'm going to defer to finance because it was in finance, as I recall, Councilman Lattiser.
That's correct, Mr. President. It was held till February 4th.
It's going to be held till February 4th. Next item on the agenda is announcement of appointments. There's one Warwick Housing Authority, Jenny Ellis of 25 Easton Avenue, Warwick, from Ward 2, term to expire June 1st, 2022. Appointments requiring confirmation, there are none. We'll move to the consent calendar. PCR 2-19 resolution relative to bid committee report finance.
Move favorable action on PCR 2-19.
For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Move favorable action on PCR 2-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item, 2019-189, athletic field marking has become PCR 12-19. Two, 2019-195, specialist in real estate, favorable action. 2019-200, radiator manufacturer, has become PCR 13-19. 2019-202, favorable action. 2019-212, sale of surplus vehicles, PCR 14-19. 2019-213, ammunition, favorable action. 2019-224, service investigations, favorable action. 219-227, fence caps for ball field, becomes PCR 15-19. 219-228, purchase taser equipment, favorable action.
Thank you. Is there any questions regarding, I know that we spent about 2 hours in finance, in the finance committee, getting public comment and comments from members of the council. Are there any further comments on the consent calendar for the resolution regarding bids from finance? If not, we'll move on to the resolution relative to abatements committee report finance.
The committee had recommended holding that. I got the wrong number. That was favorable action.
Favorable action on abatements?
Yes. And on PCR 3-19, that was with an amendment, Mr. President.
319 has an amendment, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
So the amendment was to remove out of the abatements Michael Taylor, reference number 9952, in the amount of $56.12, which has become PCR 16-19.
So that's going to be a separate PCR 16-19.
Correct. That's one item. Right. The remaining monies in that abatement, which is PCR 3-19, is $12,961.27.
That was, thank you. That was that was amended in finance.
Correct.
To have that removed, and we have a separate docket number for that. We're still on the consent calendar, a resolution relative to claims, committee report, public safety, Councilman Sinapi.
Favorable action, Council President.
Okay, and?
And then, so we separated out item number one with Mr. and Mrs. Bakari became PCR 17-19. Item two with Ms. Kelly became PCR 18-19. And then on item three, for $1,270, we recommend a favorable action.
Okay, and just so we're clear, it was seconded by Councilman McAllister and Councilman Lattisaw. All right, any discussion relative to claims? I know we spent a lot of time on that. Also, next item on the consent calendar is a resolution relative to traffic studies committee report, public safety.
That's being held till January 23rd.
Okay, and so that will be held till January 23rd. Next item on the consent calendar, PCR 16-19 resolution relative to street lights, public safety.
And that's being withdrawn.
That's being withdrawn. A recommendation and withdraw, and that's seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Lattisaw. Last item on the consent calendar is PCR 719, an omnibus resolution of congratulations and condolences. That's Community Affairs. Give a report.
Hold to January 23rd.
Hold till January 23rd. Okay. The consent calendar has been moved and seconded. Are there any questions, further questions on the consent calendar? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Merola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Ms. McAllister?
Yes.
Ms. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Nappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
All right. Consent calendar stands passed. We'll move to the items that were removed from the finance docket. If we could have the first one, Councilman Lasser.
First item is PCR 12-19. Recommendation of the Finance Committee is hold till March 4th.
Held till March 4th. Next item?
Next item is PCR 13-19. It was unfavorable action requiring the department to rebid and purchasing department to call the vendors to be sure that they have received the bids.
So the recommendation is for unfavorable action?
Correct.
Okay, so that's a recommendation for action. Councilman Lattisar, you going to move it?
Yes, move unfavorable action on PCR 13-19.
Do I have a second for Councilman McAllister? Councilman Howe. Any questions on this item, which was also in the Finance Committee, which we spent about 2 hours on?
Could you repeat that, Mr. I didn't hear you the sixth time.
Okay. So if not, the clerk will call the roll, and a yes vote is for unfavorable action so they can go out to rebid.
Mr. Merola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisar?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Zanabi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Stands passed for unfavorable action. Mr. Lasser, next item on the finance.
Next item is PCR 14-19, and it was an amendment.
Okay, for action. That's what the recommendation is, favorable with an amendment.
Correct.
For action, Councilman Lattisar.
The amendment would be...
You're going to move it.
Favorable action with an amendment.
Okay, and that's on PCR 14-19, seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman Lattisar.
The amendment, at the request of the department, police department, would be to remove the items, which are two items, two vehicles, 2003 vehicles, and get an approval to sell them for $561.20. And the remaining five vehicles, which are the Crown Vicks, for the department to keep them.
So Councilman Lattisar moves that as the amendment. It's seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Is there
I'm sorry. And, Mr. President, it also reduces the net price. I didn't have that item down here.
Sure.
Oh, I said that. $561.20.
Yeah, you did. Yep. So it's been, the amendment has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on the amendment? If not, the clerk will call the roll on the amendment. Yes is for favorable action on the amendment.
Mr. Merola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisar?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
The amendment to PCR 14-19 stands passed. Councilman Lattisar, if you could move that as amended.
Move favorable action on PCR 14-19 as amended.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Any discussion on this as amended? If not, the clerk will call the roll on PCR 14-19 as amended. A yes vote is for favorable action.
Mr. Merola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisar?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Yeah. PCR 14-19 as amended stands passed. Councilman Lattisar, next.
I think PCR 15-19, hold till January 23rd.
Held till January 23rd. And I believe we're on abatements, and that's recommendation from finance on PCR 1619 from Finance, we have a recommendation.
That was hold until March 4th.
I believe it was favorable.
PCR 152. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
PCR 1619.
Okay, that was the two-part one.
So it's moved for favorable action with an amendment?
Correct.
Okay, for action, Councilman Lattisaw.
The amendment is to...
Mr. President?
Yes.
If I may, the item was removed and became its own independent PCR, so there's no amendment needed. It's for action on 16-19,
okay,
which is solely the abatement for Michael Taylor in the amount of $56.12.
Okay. And I believe the reason that it was removed, Councilman Sinapi was going to recuse himself. And you filled out your form. Thank you. Okay. So we don't. So the recommendation is for favorable action. It was seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Okay, is there any discussion on PCR 1619? As we said, it was an abatement of $56.12, and the reason it was removed was Councilman Sinapi had a conflict. Any discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll. A yes is for favorable action of PCR 1619.
Mr. Maroyal?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Yes.
Okay, PCR 1619 stands passed. Resolution relative to claims, we've already passed those. Two were removed. Okay, so we'll defer to Councilman Sinapi. I think you're going to make separate. Do you have a recommendation for action on PCR 1719?
Yes, the recommendation is to hold until January 23rd.
Held till January 23rd. Councilman Sinapi on Public Safety, you have a recommendation on PCR 1819.
Same thing, hold until January 3rd.
Hold till January 23rd. I believe that the other items we've already voted on.
PCR 5-19 was held to January 23rd. PCR 6-19 would require a vote to withdraw.
6-19 was, I believe that the recommendation was to withdraw, and 5-19 was to hold, and PCR 17-19, oh, that was a recommendation to hold. That was part of our consent calendar, and we voted on it. We voted on the this was all part of the consent calendar, and we asked for recommendations. Okay. All right. So, what's that?
There's one claim that's been that's a favorable action.
We did that.
Yeah.
That claim.
It was part of the consent calendar.
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
So, it was a recommendation made, and we voted, and that was in the consent calendar. Okay, unfinished business we'll move to. First item on the agenda is PCO 318 Rocky Point Ordinance to protect the rights of property, private property owners. Committee report, health, education.
Hold till March 4th.
March 4th. Second item on unfinished business is PCR 1418, bid number 2018-243, medical evaluations for Warwick Fire Department. Committee report, finance.
Hold till February 4th.
Held till February 4th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 6918, resolution to establish a Bucky Brook Advisory Committee. That's not drafted. Recommendation from Health, Education, and Welfare. Is that the hold till?
Hold till March 4th.
Hold till March 4th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 12718, resolution regarding the school department request for a supplemental appropriation of $600,000 for the Warwick Schools for fiscal year 2019. I believe that's held till February 4th, correct, Councilman?
Correct. Okay. Six million.
Yep. Held till February 4th. Next item is PCR 15218, resolution relative to abatements. Committee report, finance.
Hold March 4th.
Held till March 4th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 18918, 2019-174, custom tandem Axel Walk-In Heavy Rescue Committee report for recommendation finance.
Favorable action with an amendment.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
I move favorable action on PCR 189-18 with an amendment.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister and Councilman Howe. If you could make that amendment or move an amendment, Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, the amendment would be to change the award to $708,151 for the vehicle and amend the city portion to $74,362.
Okay, Councilman Lattiser moves that as the amendment, seconded by Councilman McAllister and Councilman Howe. Any discussion on the amendment? I know we spent a lot of time in this committee, too. Okay, if not, the clerk will call the roll. On the amendment, a yes is favorable action for the amendment.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Pauli?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Yes.
The amendment stands passed. Councilman Lattiser, if you could move it as
move favorable action on PCR 189-18 as amended.
Seconded by Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister. Any discussion of council members? If not, the clerk will call the roll. A yes is favorable action as amended.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr.
Pauli?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Nappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes.
Stands passed as amended, PCR 189-18. Next item on the agenda is PCR 819, resolution relative to placing a stop sign on pole number 8 on Glenwood Drive and painting a stop barrier on Glenwood Drive before the entrance to Hoxie School for eastbound traffic on Glenwood Drive. Committee report. For recommendation, public safety.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Ricks. Move.
I move favorable
action. Okay. Was it a joint resolution?
We substituted my sponsorship for that of Councilman McElroy in committee.
Okay, so I'll defer to Councilman McElroy if you want to move it.
Yes.
You're going to move favorable action on PCR, action. On PCR 819, seconded by Councilman Ricks and Councilman Howe and Councilman Snappy. Any discussion on the stop sign on pole number 8? I'm assuming that this is supported by a police department recommendation, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Any discussion? If not, the clerk will call a roll. A yes is for approval of PCR 819.
Mr. McCullough?
Yes.
Mr. Pauli?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes.
PCR 819 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 919, a resolution requesting that the Rhode Island Airport Corporation consider additional factors in its 2019-14 CFR Part 150 noise stuff study that's not drafted, committee recommendation intergovernmental.
At the request of the sponsor, it was continued to January 23rd.
Hold till January 23rd. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1019, a resolution to the General Assembly requesting an increase in the yearly payment in lieu of taxes pilot money that the state airport pays to the city of Warwick. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Favorable action. I don't believe this one was amended.
Okay. So the recommendation is favorable action for action, Councilman Howe.
Move for favorable action.
Councilman Howe moves for favorable action, seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Lattiser. Okay, is there any discussion on this? PCR 1019 to get more. I know that the resolution indicates that we get $500,000. We're looking to get $1.4 million because of the services that we provide to the airport. Any discussion? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Pauli?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
PCR 1019 stands approved. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1119, a resolution to the Rhode Island Airport Corporation requesting it disclose the amount of the annual payment received by the New England Patriots for use of TF Green as a home airfield. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Favorable action as amended.
Okay, favorable action with amendments. For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action with amendments.
Okay, Councilman Howe moves favorable action with amendments for PCR 1119, seconded by Councilman Ricks and Councilman Lattisaw. Councilman Howe, if you want to move the First Amendment, or I could defer to the City Council solicitor to read those into the record.
Please, Mr. President, I'll defer.
Sure, the First Amendment that was made is on line 13. After the word payment, insert or benefits.
And why don't we just do it as one amendment?
The second line adjusted is line 22. The deletion of the letter A and inserting the words have to, and the addition of the letter S at the end of the word aircraft to become aircrafts. On line 24, we're deleting, after the word leave, delete the, inserting the word to and adding an S at the end of the word jet to become jets. The final amendment is on line 34. After the word made, we are inserting or any fees waived.
Okay, so that's moved and seconded. Any questions on the amendments to PCR 1119? If not, a yes is to approve the amendments, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Lattisaw?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes.
The amendment stands passed. Councilman Howe, if you could move PCR 1119 as amended.
Move favorable action as amended.
Seconded by Councilman Ricks, Councilman Lattisaw. Any discussion as amended? If not, a yes is to move PCR 1119 as amended, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
Mr. Qualley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisaw?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr.
Sinapi? Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes.
PCR 1119 as amended stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1-19, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Roanoke, Stephen Fairbanks, Chief Investment Officer, PHM Providence LLC petitioner. That's for referral and advertising. That's just an announcement. There's no items on our regular calendar left. We'll move to unanimous consent. Ward 1, you have anything for unanimous consent?
No.
Ward 2, you have anything for unanimous consent?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4? Ward 5, you have one?
Yes, I did. On PCO 219, that's not drafted. We're going to hold to February 4th.
Is there any?
I want to assign that to finance.
Assign it to some finance. Any objection to holding that till February 4th? Okay, so that will be put on the agenda for PCO 219. It will be in finance, and it will be held till February 4th. That's Ward 5. Ward 6, anything unanimous consent? Pass. Ward 7? Pass. Ward 8? Pass. Ward 9? Pass. All right, so we'll move to the docket session. If there's nothing else to come before this honorable body, we'll move to the docket session. But why don't we have Councilwoman Travis move us into the docket session. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? All right, move to the docket section. Ward 1, anything to docket?
Yes, I have one item. It is an ordinance change on boat storage on residential property.
So why don't we put that in intergovernmental? Ordinance, we'll put it in the ordinance. Anything else?
Oh.
Ward 1. Ward 2.
Pass.
Ward 3.
Pass.
Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5.
I have one, Mr. President. It's going to be a resolution. Tentative title is Educational Outreach Committee. The contents will be to amend Sunset Clause.
Health, Education, and Welfare. Ward 6.
Pass.
Ward 7.
Pass.
Ward 8.
I have one.
So resolution in regards to the installation of a stop sign on Chatsworth Avenue, westbound, heading to Lister Street.